the my first time in actually actual involvement with organising media for the parade was when the first year we were employed to do Mardi Gras, which was 91.
Right.
And each year that I had done it voluntarily, there had been debates virtually every year within committee about media for the parade itself. And Tully was the greatest arguer against any media involvement for the parade itself.
Well, instead of not allowing them?
No. We should, that under no circumstance should we actively go out and try and get media coverage for the parade.
That's
the reason being that it would attract, that it would eventually turn it into a spectacle for the straight community.
Well, he was right, wasn't he?
Tully actively, every time it ever came up, Tully always said, we must not go out to actively get media coverage for the parade.
Were there other people in the committee who during that whole time, who favoured media coverage?
I think I can honestly say, throughout the time I've been on the board, doing the work voluntarily or in a paid capacity, there has never been anybody who has actively believed we should go out and get media coverage for the parade.
Mm-hmm.
The attitude is there is going to be media coverage by the straight media coverage by the media of the parade. Therefore, we should actively try and work with those media to ensure the right coverage. That's very different to your question.
Yeah, well, I mean, there seemed to be, because certainly during the 80s, there was certainly a view within the community that we're being ignored by the mainstream media. How dare they ignore us as if we don't exist? If this had been any other event, they'd have it. And it was seen as being, I mean, the refusal of the media coverage to cover Mardi Gras or treat it seriously was seen as being an example of the media's passive homophobia.
No, it was Mardi Gras' active decision that we should never seek, and at times not even work with, the straight media. If they wanted to come and cover it, that was their business.
Okay, but I mean, what I'm saying is that may have been the Mardi Gras committee view, but certainly there was a view within the community, and you'd find it in letters, you'd find it in art reports about Mardi Gras being articulated. We had this large event and we were ignored. There was... And everyone would sort of sit home on Sunday night in front of the television and flick through the
there
news.
Was no coverage. Yep.
Yeah, and there would be and it was regarded as being wrong.
Yep.
That there was no coverage. That,
yep.
There were feelings of anger.
Yep.
That there were no coverage.
Yeah.
I mean, and it was generally seen as, I mean, no one ever, from memory, no one really actually blamed Mardi Gras committee for that. They blamed the media for that. They saw it as an example of the media being anti-gay.
Yeah, and each time this ever came up at committee, I would turn around and say, you cannot blame the media for its lack of coverage or incorrect coverage or biased coverage or whatever if we don't work with them to get correct coverage.
And what was the reaction?
Well, it was debated and it was decided not to go for it.
And this was during the 80s, particularly.
Yeah.